Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm reporter Emily Kwong, bringing you a pre-recorded interview with three individuals who work with Sitkins Against Family Violence. That organization is launching their capital campaign to renovate and expand the safe building. I have with me Executive Director Michelle Mahoney, Treasurer Dave Levesque, and Grace Brooks, Raven Radio volunteer, who is also on the building committee for this project. Good morning. How are you all doing?
Just fine. Good morning, Emily.
Great. So, thank you.
Doing good. Thank you, Emily.
We're all very excited to talk about this because this is a big project for SAFE. And Michelle, you have recently become the permanent executive director for Sitkins Against Family Violence. Tell me a little bit about the organization and where it's at right now.
Well, SAFE is a nonprofit organization. We've provided a home for survivors of intimate partner violence and sexual assault in Sitka for over 30 years. And more recently, we have focused on stopping violence before it starts. We have a lot of prevention programming. Mm-hmm. The collaborations within Sitka and outlying villages have resulted in a supportive and connected environment where youth and adults can identify and neutralize the root causes of violence. And some of these prevention programs include Girls on the Run, Boys Run, and the Sitka Youth Leadership Committee, and many, many others. We also do safety presentations in the schools.
Yeah, and an astonishing number of programs are housed in the physical space, which is the SAFE building. And I am curious what you need from the community to make this building happen. So you're looking to raise $150,000 from the community, and you said that $60,000 has already been received. But what are your goals with the expansion? What will it look like? Grace?
Well, one of the things we're going to do is separate the staff part of the facility from the shelter part. Currently, if you're coming to see a staff person, you actually have to walk through the shelter. So that kind of violates confidentiality of women who are living there. It's disruptive. So part is going to expand the building some. It's going to come out a little, and that's all going to be staff offices. And then you come further down, and you'll go into the shelter. So it'll provide more safety because there's going to be more security internal and external. There's going to be more dignity because now residents will have privacy. They'll have counseling sessions without somebody walking through. They can also bring their dogs. There's going to be kennels outside and a little run.
So it'll be a kennel run.
I know. It's so exciting. Wow. For Masons. I'm a dog person. And, you know, in the past, women had said that they were hesitant to come because they had to leave their dog behind, and the kids don't want to leave the dog. The dog could get abused while they're gone, and so this just makes it so much easier. It's hard enough to make the decision to come into the shelter. But if you know you can bring your kids, your pets, it just makes it that much easier.
Hmm. What other aspects of the renovation are you guys excited about?
Well, currently we have 6 bedrooms, and they're very small. The family rooms have just 3 beds in them, and the size of them is about 15 by 10 feet. And that does not include the closet, but the closet is about half the size of a normal closet, whatever that is. And there's also a dresser shoved in.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes these family rooms can have 3 women in them that don't know each other, or a family of 4. It's very cramped, and it's, if you try to put your own self in that place and think about your family all living in one room, it's so necessary. So this renovation will give us 8 bedrooms, where we have 6 now. Give you an idea of how many people are in the shelter. Typically, over the last few months, we've had 15 adults and 5 kids. This makes us have to use our meeting room, oftentimes our children's playroom, and the living room as bedrooms. So
there's a real need here for these extra bedrooms.
Yeah, and in our downstairs, we have three bathrooms for all the residents to share, and downstairs that can result in 12 people sharing one tiny bathroom.
And it looks like you're going to be adding a handicapped accessible bedroom and bathroom too to your kind of suite of offerings.
Yes, here. We are handicapped accessible right now, but it's very tight and very difficult for a handicapped person to use our facility. This will add a lift to the building and just make it a lot easier for anyone to utilize our shelter.
Mm-hmm. You know, I can really picture the space you're describing. Mm-hmm. It just sounds like a place that has so much more space.
Yeah.
And Dave, if you want to reflect further on it too, why is this necessary to create more space for those who the shelter serves? I see in this brochure you guys gave me that last year SAFE provided over 3,700 bed nights for women and children in Sitka. Why is more space necessary, aside from the need that has arisen?
Yeah, I think the space will be more effective, give more room for the families and children to, you know, move around, do things. Right now, it's pretty crowded, obviously, and we just need to make it more respectable and a place people can heal.
Yeah, what is the healing process like at the shelter?
Right now?
Or what do you want it to be?
I want it to be a safe space, comfortable. I want people to be respected. You know, a good place to get a meal, place to be warm, place to sleep. Why am I on the board? I'll give that to you if I can explain that now.
Sure.
I was cold. I was hungry. In an event that I got traumatized in, and I had no place to go. This is a gift to the community and something that we're all excited about doing.
Dave, thank you for sharing that. How can Sitkins get involved with the Capital campaign? You're having a kickoff, right?
Yep, we are on March 24th.
Okay.
From 4 to 6 at the Baranoff Island Brewery. And there's going to be root beer floats. There's going to be games and activities for kids. There's finger food. You'll be able to see the plans for the building. You'll get to learn more about it. And the staff will be there. You'll be able to ask questions of people. And you can write a check.
Write a check towards this $150,000 goal.
Exactly.
Though now it's $90,000 left,
exactly.
Right?
Okay. Exactly.
Okay.
And for people that do make donations, you know, if you make a donation of $5,000 or more, then you can actually have naming rights for, you can name a room will be named after you, the kennel will be named after you, the children's playroom will be named after you. And then we're also having a quilt made, and it's going to be a tree because we're growing. We're growing safe. And the tree will have leaves on it, and your name will be on the leaf. So that'll be hanging in the inside of SAFE.
It just sounds like the house the community built.
Yes, exactly.
Michelle, last word with you. How do you feel about taking this project on and launching this for SAFE?
I'm very excited. I think women and children deserve a safe place to heal with dignity and privacy. And I feel like our organization provides so many services, and we're working on the problem of violence in our community, preventing it with amazing programming. And this will allow some space where the public can come and meet with us. Our community collaborators can come and actually meet with us at the shelter without compromising victim confidentiality, and just help us be a bigger part of the community and serve Sitka in any way that we can.
The kickoff is happening on March 24th at the Baranoff Island Brewing Company from 4 to 6 p.m. And the Capital campaign will continue until when? What's your timeline?
June 1st.
June 1st of this year.
Yep. So okay. We've got a lot of work ahead of us.
A lot of work ahead of us. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Grace Brooks on the building committee, Dave Levesque, Oh, thank you for the treasurer for SAFE, and of course, Executive Director Michelle Mahoney. Thank you all three so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you
for having us.